This is Radio Nepal. I'm Tika Prasad Khadka with news. Our top stories first. Nepal government restricts passengers using Tribhuvan International Airport as transit point to go to their third destination countries. Following probatory order to be enforced in Kathmandu, passengers thrown at new bus park to return to their homes. Additional 10 corona-related deaths reported lately across the country. And U.S. to share up to 60 million doses of AstraZeneca vaccine with other countries. Now the news in detail. Nepal government has restricted the passengers using Tribhuvan International Airport, TIA, as transit point to depart to their destination countries. The Department of Immigration informed that the decision was meant to restrict the passengers using TIA as transit point since the growing threat of COVID-19 in the country. Likewise, the decision will come to effect from midnight on the 28th of April. However, the department clarified that there will be no restriction for the passengers that use TIA as final destination and directly go to the destination countries. Following a week-long probatory order to be enforced in Kathmandu, a large number of passengers have thronged at Gongabu-based new bus park to return to their homes. Some of the passengers are reported to have complained for unavailability of the tickets for long route vehicles. The probatory order will come into effect from coming Thursday, aimed at breaking the chain of coronavirus infection that has rapidly spread in recent days. A joint meeting of the chief district officers of Kathmandu, Bhaktapur and Lalitpur on Monday decided to shut down everything except essential services. Additional 10 corona-related deaths have been reported lately across the country. 4 corona-related deaths have been confirmed in Birganj-based Narayani Hospital alone. The deceased are 65-year-old woman of Birganj Metropolis 25, 40-year-old woman of Simarajitpur Submetropolis 6 in Bara District, and 45-year-old woman of Bahudara Mai 7 in Parsa District. Similarly, 38-year-old woman of Birganj Metropolis 8 also died last night while receiving treatment. Likewise, additional 3 more corona-related deaths have been confirmed in Banki District as well. According to Banki District COVID-19 Crisis Management Center's focal person Tej Wali, the deceased are 36-year-old man of Nepalganj Metropolis 3, 60-year-old woman of Kohalpur 1 and 74-year-old woman of Tulsipur Submetropolis 9 in Dang District. They died last night while undergoing treatment at various hospitals in Banki District. Similarly, a man died of coronavirus infection in Kanchanpur District last night. A 40-year-old man of Bhimdatta Municipality 11 in Kanchanpur District died last night while receiving treatment at Mahakali Hospital in Mahendranagar. Likewise, a corona-infected person died in Assam District this morning. According to hospital source, a 38-year-old man of Mangalsen Municipality 2 died in the district while receiving treatment at Sethi Provincial Hospital in Dhangadi. Likewise, a 76-year-old man of Tila Rural Municipality of Surkhet District died of coronavirus infection this morning. According to a spokesperson of Provincial Health Directorate of Karnali Province, Nod Narayan Chaudhary, he died while receiving treatment in the hospital. All the local labels in Sithuan District have been urged to get prepared with the provision of isolation beds and oxygen supplies, considering the risk of coronavirus infection. A meeting of the District COVID-19 Crisis Management Center held on Monday directed the local labels to remain prepared with the development of isolation beds and oxygen supplies. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now to some international updates. The White House says the U.S. will share up to 60 million doses of AstraZeneca vaccine with other countries as they become available. The doses will be available to be exported in the coming months after a federal safety review. The U.S. has a stockpile of the vaccine even though its regulators have not yet authorized it for public use. And last month alone, President Joe Biden pledged to share about 4 million doses of AstraZeneca vaccine with Mexico and Canada. The U.S. has already announced that it will provide raw materials for Indian vaccine manufacturer as the country battles a devastating surge in COVID cases. The UK has imposed sanctions on 22 individuals, 14 of them Russians, involved in notorious corruption cases under a new anti-corruption regime. Individuals across South Africa, South Sudan, and Latin America were targeted with the asset freeze and travel bans. And Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab told MPs that the UK had an important role to play in combating corruption. He also described the country as a honeypot for corrupt actors. The new regime means individuals involved in some of the world's most serious cases of corruption will no longer be able to channel their money through UK banks or enter the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news from Radio Nepal Pudisa. But before wrapping up the stories once more. Nepal government restricts passengers using Tribhuvan International Airport as transit point to go to third destination countries. Following probatory order to be enforced in Kathmandu, passengers thronged at New Bus Park to return to their homes. Additional 10 corona-related deaths reported lately across the country, and U.S. to share up to 60 million doses of AstraZeneca vaccine with other countries. Well, that's the end of the news from Radio Nepal Pudisa. Please also look onto our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English will be at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.